Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Everybody, I'm glad to be here tonight. Got my brother in the house, Greg McCray. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing, little bro?
I'm good. Let's get into it. NXT New York tonight. What's your opinion on the whole thing?
Not too big on the new direction NXT going, but you know what? I am want to see what's going on, see what's maybe going on, maybe keep out, maybe my last time watching NXT for the year.
Man, look here, as a whole, NXT for me as a whole, That's a big old nah. That's a big old hell nah. NXT was fine and well. Vince butted in and messed it up.
Man, sometimes, you know, things going good or, you know, somebody's getting jealous or somebody's getting more, doing better than them. So, go and mess it up. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Saw how successful NXT Black and Gold was doing, so he had to stick his head in, and you know what? I'm gonna mess it up.
Black and Gold was perfect. It was fine just the way it was. Until somebody, like you said, Vince couldn't help himself. And then he probably saw some go to con or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, it's messed up. That's my opinion. It could be better than it is now. Did you happen to see AEW?
You know what? I missed this weekend. Just celebrating and going family this weekend. But I am going to take a moment and go and watch what I missed out. Watch what I missed out on. I really want to see that match with CM
Punk team up with
Darby Allin
and Sting. I think I missed that, man. I did see when the Undisputed Era reunited, and O'Reilly and Fist, Red Dragon once again. Yes, sir. Now, what you got to see is a tag team women's tag team street fight. Man, you got to see that. I don't know if you got the Red TV on your phone or whatnot, but you got the Red TV on your phone, you gotta go in your archives, check it out. It was last Wednesday night. Man, that match was crazy. And I like it. I'm not gonna give too much away, but I will say
thumbtacks,
barbed wire, bloody face. That's all I gotta say. I'm not gonna give too much away. Oh man, you gotta see that, bro. AEW will also be on TBS one more time. They will not be on TNT from here on out. As of this Wednesday night, it'll be on TBS. So if you go to TNT looking for them, it ain't gonna be the TBS from here on out. And we'll have the finals of the TBS Women's Tournament. That should be interesting. I would like to see, not now, but at some point, Bryan Danielson, in another life he was Daniel Bryan, I like to see him challenge for the AEW World Championship. Or maybe CM Punk.
He is challenging for the AEW World Championship.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, there you go. And then maybe after that, CM Punk for the champ, the title as well.
Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good
match. It should be good, man. It's going down. And by the way, if you don't have DirecTV, you can go watch. You have a cable provider for
AEW.
You can go Google.com, type White Wrestling, and you can click the first link. Now, mind you, gonna have a lot of advertisements, a lot of ads and whatnot, but it's a little worth it. And find a stream that's good for you, and there you go.
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah, I'll just use my microphone for a second here, man. By the way, through streaming services, I miss the WWE Network as a whole. I miss the WWE Network. It's now Peacock TV. It's Peacock TV now, but most countries have the network. Still have the network outside the United States. I found everything's on there, just not in the order.
Yeah.
Everything is on there, you know.
It's hard to find it. Once you get used to finding it, then they want to go mess up. That's why I hate, you know, you finally, you know, got used to where you go find stuff, and they go change stuff up.
I remember I was watching, not too long ago, I was watching the, I want to talk to you tonight, the best of the Royal Rumble. I'll give you the rules and stuff in just a little bit. First off, we got a few minutes, though. First of all, the Royal Rumble match, before we get to the Royal Rumble, I want to tell you, if you miss Raw, that Bobby Lashley finally will face Brock Lesnar for the WWE Championship at the Royal Rumble. Yes, sir.
When Bobby Lashley first won the WWE title, and I was rooting for it. Asked him to win that match. I was rooting for it, and I'm happy that we got it. If he didn't win it, then I would have liked to see either him or Big E. But I'm rooting for him to win it, and then I'm also rooting for Big E to win the Royal Rumble now with Bobby Lashley beating Brock. Big E win the Royal Rumble, they get a grand main event, all black male WWE title match at WrestleMania.
So my pick was Brock Lesnar. So now that he's the champion, there's a possibility he might still enter the Rumble as champion like he did 2020. So if he does that, I'm still going with Brock Lesnar. If he's not, I guess I'll go with Big E. So my pick was Brock Lesnar for the Rumble, but he's champion now. He may or may not enter the Rumble. If he does not enter the Rumble, I'm going Big E then.
I see somehow, some way, you know, they still setting up. They setting up with Brock and Roman Reigns gonna fight each other in WrestleMania. I do not see Brock fighting Roman Reigns as the champion.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, Brock Lesnar calls Roman Reigns to lose the title, and then Roman Reigns make a find a way to go and fight him for the WWE title, which I don't see happen. I see maybe Roman Reigns causing Brock Lesnar to lose to Bobby Lashley, and then Brock Lesnar gets revenge on him at WrestleMania.
That's a possibility, man. Yeah, before we get to WrestleMania, you gotta go through the Rumble. Like I said, I'm gonna take you back in time. First of all, I'll give you the rules. The Royal Rumble match starts off with two guys, at random, number one, number two, and then they just go at it for 90 seconds. I believe it's 90 seconds. And after that, another guy into the match, and then we keep going to go through all 30. And the last person standing gets the championship opportunity at WrestleMania. Oh, really?
I
didn't know that. Interesting.
Yeah. And then they switched it down to 2 minutes. Then, I guess they didn't want the match to be so long. Then they backed it down to 90 seconds. Yeah. Hey, look, I just want to see something. Just somebody that just surprised my psych off.
I'll tell you this, one of my favorite matches of all time. I'm gonna give you the top five real quick. Number one, I'm starting number five. I'm gonna say I wrote it down earlier. If I can find it here, let's see. I wrote it down earlier. Where can I find it here? Number five, I'm gonna say. It's a tough one. Hang on a second. I wrote it down. I'll give me a minute. All right. In the meantime, what's your favorite moment about the Rumble?
Man, my favorite moment of the Rumble was John Cena and
Batista. Okay. I'm gonna do. Come on.
Man came out there with a
hippie fit. You know what? I actually wrote that down. And here's the thing. Here's the background on that. Vince came in the ring. Look here. We need to start this over again. And he got in the ring. He broke both his quads. How do you break both quads? That's why I was sitting on the floor. That's why he was sitting down when we gave the order to restart the match. I'll give that number five. Number four, back in 94. We had two winners for the Royal Rumble match, Lex Luger and Bret Hart.
Lex Luger and Bret Hart?
That's the only time we had two, thus two main events at WrestleMania, and for that year. Number three. Say again.
Some of the older Royal Rumbles was the Black
Team stuff. Yeah. Number three, something they want you to forget about. We all know it to be true, but as far as they're concerned, it never happened. Chris Benoit winning the 2004 Royal Rumble.
Man, I don't care what anybody say. Chris Benoit is one of my favorite wrestlers. injuries that he sustained caused him to do what he did.
Yeah.
And to this day, I still don't believe that he did this. I believe that somebody was back in that day mad with stuff that Vince McMahon was doing, and they did whatever they could to, you know, put a black eye on wrestling. And that includes, you know, setting up that scene where it looked like Chris Owens did this. Ever since they first did the scene, it was in my gut that it just, I don't know, I don't believe it. That's how I feel about this.
Well, nonetheless, it happened. It sucked that it happened, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And Chris would have been at work when it happened in the first place. But nonetheless, number two, yeah. I'm going to give Vince McMahon, I'm going to give the whole 1999 Royal Rumble for number two. Check this out. The Royal Rumble match itself. China was the first woman to enter the Royal Rumble match. Didn't win, of course.
Right.
And then the winner, believe it or not, the chairman, Vince McMahon. With help from The Rock.
I remember that.
And then on top of the icing on the cake for all that night, Vince McMahon put the grand prize, I believe it was, what, $100,000, something like that?
A bounty out on Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, I think the price was $100,000, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, $100,000. Anybody can get it to Austin. You got 9 guys, 30 guys in the match, 29, only one person get the money. So not only you win the match, get a title shot, you get the money. If you can eliminate Stone Cold Steve Austin. Oh, yeah.
Him and Vince McMahon had to be one of the greatest rivalries of all time.
Number one, I'm going to give, back in 2016, the Royal Rumble match for the WWE Championship. And, of course, Roman Reigns was the champion at the time. Roman Reigns went in defending the championship.
Which, for the first time, Ric Flair finally won it. Hulk Hogan was one of the last three, and he attended Sid Vicious or Sid Justice, and he got mad at him, and him, so he pulled him out, which made Ric Flair the winner. I wanted Sid to win.
Yeah.
I just liked the way, you know, Sid was one of my, you know, favorite outside of Hulk Hogan back in the day. I don't think they really
Man, that's one of my favorite matches from all time right there. That's my top five for the Rumble. And by the way, the Rumble will not be on Sunday, but on Saturday, January 29th, Dr. King's birthday, by the way. January 29th, Dr. King's birthday, in St. Louis, Missouri.
But you know what, I understand, though, I enjoy it now, you know, we got the possibility of Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar one-on-one. I wasn't thinking of that at first. I'm like, no, I did not want to see him win it, but now, you know, just thinking the possibilities now, okay, I can see. You know, I'll say, okay, now that we got Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar, I'm just ecstatic. Like, you know, I'm waiting for that match. I've been waiting for that match. We finally get it.
Yes, sir, man. It's going down at the Rumble, January 29th, in St. Louis, Missouri, on Peacock, of course. And that starts our long bumpy ride to WrestleMania.
Our favorite time of the year.
Yes, sir. And by the way, tonight's episode is brought to you by Back Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. You have a CDL license. You can drive trucks. I don't know. Back in deliveries and more. LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. Speaking of delivering, Kay and Bobby Lashley deliver at the Rumble and walk away the champion.
Yes, he can.
Hmm.
Man, he's putting Kay over. He's putting Brock Lesnar in that hurt a lot. I didn't think he was long enough to do it. I was like, yeah, he did it. And so that opened up a possibility a lot that no one can see at the Rumble. But I mean, I'm just excited. That's all I can say. I think Bobby Lashley, you do it. Even with the help of somebody like Roman Reigns, who's getting get revenge on Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar. You see, he's gonna come away with it somehow, some way.
Man, we're gonna find out real soon. Now back, let's jump back to NXT New Year's Evil. Give you the card right quick, just a little while. I can pull the card up right quick. Hang on a second here. NXT New Year's Evil. I'm on my phone, my tablet, my laptop. I'm all over the place right now. Hang on a second here. Okay, we got it. Get the card. We got Tommaso Ciampa and Bron Breakker once again for the NXT Championship. Mandy Rose, Cora Jade, and Raquel Gonzalez, NXT Women's Championship. Carmelo Hayes, Roderick Strong, unifying the NXT North American Championship and the Cruiserweight title. Riddle, Matt Riddle from Raw, and MSK will take on Imperium in the 6-man tag. And much more, all that tonight in just a little while on NXT New Year's Evil, and for free, I believe, on the USA Network or on Peacock.
It's gonna be on USA Network.
All right, cool, on the USA Network. But like I said, my opinion, NXT 2.0 sucks.
Y'all had a good thing going with it just being on WWE Network, trying to make more money, bring it on USA. But you know what? People didn't want it at first. But you know what? We accepted it. Mm-hmm. I mean, trying to get it on a bad night. So be it, but you know what? We didn't get no reason. And now y'all messing up. You ain't broke. Don't fix it, right?
So. For real, man. Leave it alone sometimes.
Man, it has something great going on. And it's going to take somebody, it's like, when it kind of felt like they made it seem like it was forcing Roman Reigns down everybody's throat as the next John Cena. Which I don't think that was happening. What I think was happening was that people wanted Daniel Bryan so bad at that time. That's all they wanted to see was Daniel Bryan. They didn't want nobody else. And this man just so stubborn. He ain't trying to hit at the time. But he ended up giving the people what they want. I mean, they paying for it and they behind it. It took too long to use Jeff Hardy. By the time you finally use him as a main event player, his life was spiraling, and you didn't get that much time out of him. Took too long using Daniel Bryan. By the time you finally use him, his injuries and stuff caught up for him. You didn't stop it.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I regret to inform you that my brother got to go. However, we definitely gonna have him back on the show real soon as going down. In the meantime, we're going to get out of here. I want to just give you a little something tonight. And I'll be back with a very special guest, Joshua Lynn, Saturday. So be sure to check that out. We got to go ahead and get out of here. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you next time.